Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we are learning Parak Yud Mishnah Yud and Parak Yud Mishnah Yud Aleph. Parak Yud Mishnah Yud is going to continue teaching us the halachos that relate to locking a door on Shabbos. Now, one way to lock a door on Shabbos or in general is to take a bolt and insert the bolt into a hole that is next to the door, either in the threshold of the doorway or of the wall. Now, in certain situations, this is usur on Shabbos, because when a person places it in the hole, he is adding to the structure of the house, which is usur because it is a type of bone, a type of building. However, a person would be allowed to use some sort of a utensil, whether it be a knife or whether it be a fork and so on, as a bolt. But since such a utensil is not typically used as part of building, using it as a bolt is clearly going to be temporary, not permanent, and therefore it would not be considered building. But the Mishnah is going to discuss the halacha of a bolt that can serve as both a bolt and a utensil. Says the Mishnah, Neger Sheyesh Berosho Galustra. This is the halacha of a door bolt that has a round knob on its end, which makes it fit for pounding spices. So on the one hand, it could be used as a bolt. On the one hand, it could be used as a food utensil. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Oser. Rabbi Eliezer forbids using it as a bolt, that although it can be used as a utensil to pound spices, says Rabbi Eliezer, a person may not insert it into the threshold or wall of a house, because it still appears to be making an addition to the house, which would be an act of building. However, says Rabbi Yossi, Matir. Rabbi Yossi permits using it, according to him, that since it is truly a utensil of nature, in nature, one who uses it as a bolt does not even appear to be building at all. And this is the Bartanur explains that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. We are lenient in this regard. However, Rabbi Eliezer is going to cite his opinion. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, "Masa bekneses shebetiveri shayu noagin bo." Heter, that it happened that there was once a bolt with a knob on its end in a shul in Tiberia, and the people were treated as if it was allowed. They would use it on Shabbos in order to lock the door. Ad Shebar Ben Gamliel v'hazakenim v'asrula, and Atar Ben Gamliel came with the zakenim, and he said, no, it's usher to do this. You're not allowed to do it. It is usher. And again, that would be in line with Rabbi Lezer's opinion that such a bolt would not be allowed. However, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi responds and says, no, Isur Nagu Ba, the truth is they would treat it as it was usher. They would not use it to lock the door. Ba Rabbi Gamliel v'hazakenim v'hitiru lahen. Then Rabbi Gamliel came along with v'hazakenim and he said, no, that's perfectly mutter. It's perfectly allowed to use it. And that again would be a proof to machlokas in terms of what actually happened. But again, we pass like Rabbi Yossi, namely, would be allowed to use such a bolt to close a door and lock a door on Shabbos. Continuing now, Terek Yod Mishnah Yod Aleph. Now, whereas the previous Mishnah discussed a bolt that does have a knob at its end, meaning it has some sort of additional purpose besides for locking a door, here the Mishnah is going to discuss a bolt that does not have a knob on its end and therefore has no use other than locking a door on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Neger HaNiger, if there's a plain bolt which doesn't have a knob, and this bolt is tied to a door with a rope, but the rope is so long that the bolt drags on the ground when it's not being used. No limbo b'mikdash. You can lock the door with it in the Beis HaMikdash, avalo b'medina, but not in the rest of the country, not anywhere outside of the Beis HaMikdash. That since the bolt drags on the ground, not everyone's going to notice that it is already attached to the door. And therefore, the Chacham, the Rabbanan, prohibited one to lock a door with it on Shabbos, because one seems to be adding something new to the building, something new to the structure, which again is not allowed. As the Bartanura points out, that if the bolt were not tied to the door at all, using it would be usher on a midaraisa level as an act of bona, because when one inserts it into the hole in the wall, whether it's the wall or the threshold, he's adding to the structure. It's like, it's basically like driving a nail into a wall, which again is usher on a midaraisa level. Nevertheless, it is permitted to use in the Beis HaMikdash in this case, because like many other Isurim Midrabbanan pertaining to Shabbos, this one does not apply in the Beis in the Beis HaMikdash. Generally, the Chacham did not apply their Shabbos Gezeros, their decrees at a Midrash Rabbanon level, to activities that would contribute and help in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Avodah, and we're going to discuss this as we continue on in Maseches Erevin. Continuing in the Mishnah, v'hamunach kan v'kan oser. However, if the bolt is not tied to the door at all, but it's simply resting on the ground, then using it is oser both in the Beis HaMikdash and outside the Beis HaMikdash as well. That in this case, if it's not tied to the door, then where the bolt is not attached to the door at all, then its use is going to be oser mid'araisa, and therefore it can't be used even in the Beis HaMikdash. However, Rabbi Huda is going to be a little bit more lenient than this than what we've said until now. As the Bar Tanura points out, the halacha is in accordance is like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Hamunach mutar hamikdash." That if the bolt rests on the ground, meaning if it's not tied to the door, then it's aser midirabanan, and therefore it's allowed in the Beis Hamikdash. V'hanigur b'medina, and if it drags on the ground, meaning if it's tied to the door, but all or part of it is touching the ground, then it is allowed in the rest of the country that is even outside of the Beis Hamikdash. And again, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, namely, that again, if the bolt is resting on the ground, that it's aser midirabanan, and therefore is prohibited anywhere outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but is allowed in the Beis HaMikdash. But if it's a dragging on the ground, then it is allowed to be used anywhere, even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Have a great day.